Who's ever learned a foreign language? Okay, about half of us. I don't know what you think the most difficult thing about learning a foreign language is. It can be the order of the words. If you learn German like I did, you sort of sometimes have to stack up all the verbs at the end of the sentence. If you learn French, you have to distinguish where one word ends from another because they tend to run their words into each other. If you learn Russian, you've got six different grammatical cases to cope with. And there are all sorts of other problems as well. One of the things that's quite difficult is when you have something you can't translate it literally. So if I said to you, well, you're in hot water now, I wouldn't be meaning that you're literally standing in a bowl of hot water. I would be telling you that you're in a bit of trouble. But of course, different cultures use a different way of saying it. We also say sometimes, I think, we're in the soup. The Germans don't say that. They sometimes say we're in the ink. And idioms, as they're called, can be very difficult, simply because you can translate them perfectly, but you won't necessarily understand them. Now, the passage that we're going to read in a minute contains a saying which I think you'll recognize. It may not say it exactly, but I'm going to ask you afterwards what it was, but I'm sure you'll be able to spot it. But we're going to read from the book of Daniel, and Daniel, as a young man, was transported off to Babylon, where he had to do a lot of learning. He would have had to learn a new language there. I've no idea what kind of language Babylonian was exactly. He probably had to learn a number of other things, perhaps to count in Babylonian. I don't know whether you're aware of it, but they tended to count in 60s. They didn't have the sort of system of counting that we have. They did it entirely differently, and that would have been quite a challenge for him. We've, in past years, looked at the first four chapters of Daniel, and when Daniel originally was carted off to Babylon, he was somewhere between 14 and 17 years of age. And the commentators believe that by the time this passage, we come to this passage from Daniel chapter 5 today, he was probably in his early 80s. So bear that in mind as we hear today God's word.